Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening in. This is the final episode of Sportsaholics 24/7 of 2013. And, you know, basically a lot going on in the sports world, but we wanted to dedicate this episode solely to the year of 2013, the year in sports. Our top moments, our top personal moments we're going to be discussing, and then what we think were the most impactful, what the biggest moments were in sports overall. This year. John here, joined with my co-host, Brandon Nick. What's up, guys?
Hey, John.
How's it going, John? Happy New Year.
What's up? So let's just get right into it. And obviously, of course, we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what your top sports moments were of the year. And, yeah, just call in. That number is 347-884-8496. Call in with any questions. If you want to talk about your favorite sports moment of the year, that would be great. But let's jump right into it, guys. Let's talk about our top three personal sports moments of the year, like what we thought, you know, the teams we root for, stuff like that, stuff that we found most interesting. Brandon, let's start with you. What is your top three?
Well, hold on. Which way should I go? Should I go from third to first or first to third?
Yeah, let's go third to first.
All right. Well, I got to think about this now. All right. Personally, my number three moment was watching my New York Jets beat the New Orleans Saints at MetLife Stadium in, early November of this year. I went to that game with a friend of mine, and I just had a blast of the time. And Drew Brees, in case you don't know, is my favorite player in the entire NFL. I've always loved him. And just watching the Jets beat down the Saints and Drew Brees was just, you know, it was an amazing feeling. My number two moment would have had to been watching the All-Star game at Citi Field this year with the New York Mets because, personally, I mean, I'm not that huge of a Mets fan, but, I mean, any event as big as the All-Star game coming to that area is huge, and it's, you know, it's always impactful, and, it, you know, when David Wright came out to hit the home runs in the home run derby, that was just a great moment. And, well, you could have seen this one coming. The number one moment for me was another Jets moment, watching them beat the Patriots in October. That was just unbelievable. I'll never forget that. It was, you know, it was just incredible watching Nick Foles now that game winner after the free penalty, you know, with Chris Jones getting, you know, pushing another player. It was just unbelievable. So those are my top three.
All right, Nick, what are your top three moments this year?
Well, keep in mind, my top moments are not all positive things for me, but they're all very memorable. Number three, I'll have to agree with Brandon when the Jets beat the Saints. That one time, I was very impressed. The reason why I'm not putting the Patriots, when they beat the Patriots in there, as memorable as that was, is because basically they shouldn't have won that game, basically one of the main reasons. So that's why that's not in there, but I would say suggesting the Saints is number three. Number two is not any number two I would say when, over the summer, when Zach Wheeler almost pitched a no-hitter against the Marlins. He didn't pitch it, but he came pretty close. Of course, John Carlos Stanton ruined it. That's number two. And number one is Now, this, believe it or not, is one of the most memorable. When Patriot fans were celebrating, now this is a bad one too. When Patriot fans were celebrating after they beat the Browns on that terrible pass interference call on the Browns, that was one of them. And another one, just to add another one in there, was the Auburn-Alabama game. Chris Davis returned the missed field goal for a touchdown. That was another one. But that.
All right, yeah, those are three great choices, yeah.
That's very memorable. They're not all good things, but they're all memorable.
Yeah, those are three good ones. And for me, I have to say, number three, you know, probably not a lot of people know about this, but I just have to say, for number three for me, Penn State beating Michigan in basketball. Penn State was awful in the Big Ten season, awful last season. They had two wins in conference, and they beat number four Michigan at home. Number two, I think the Auburn-Alabama finish, and also tied for number two, the Auburn-Georgia finish. You know, and that's like Miracle and Jordan Hare, that was awesome. When they returned the kick for a touchdown, that was awesome. I think the best ending in a sports game ever. And number one for me had to be a game that I was at, Penn State versus Michigan football this year. Penn State was down by 7 with 50 seconds to go with a true freshman quarterback. They marched all the way downfield. Allen Robinson with an incredible catch. I was going nuts. I was going insane. And Penn State ends up winning in quadruple overtime over Michigan, who is a team that I despise. Oh, it looks like we have a caller. Hi, who is this?
Hey, everyone. If you're an NHL fan, then you got to follow NHL on Tap on Instagram. You'll get all the latest updates and fresh news. That's NHL. All
right. All right. I have no idea who that was. I apologize for that.
I think he was signaling for us to talk about the NHL, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, we don't really talk about the NHL on this show. If you want to talk about the NHL, call in, ask us a question, whatever.
Yeah.
But
I
have no idea what that is. I apologize for that.
You
but,
have no idea what
yeah,
the
going
NHL
back
is.
To my,
come on.
Yeah, well, going back to my number one choice, that game was incredible. Like, I've gone to a lot of Penn State games. That was the loudest game I've ever been to. It was all just, I mean, crazy ending. They were down by 10 with 3 minutes to go, came back against an undefeated Michigan team, you know, after all that this team has been through, able to come back in four overtimes. Michigan missed a field goal, Penn State blocked their field goal, just went back and forth, nonstop craziness. And that was my favorite moment of the year. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about the overall most important. Okay, Nick, you have a few more.
Well, a few other ones were, well, you guys might not know, I'm a very big tennis fan, very, very, very big tennis fan. And when Andy Murray beat Djokovic in Wimbledon, that was very big. Another, because I really like Andy Murray a lot, I really felt like he deserved it. Another one was when Rafael Nadal beat Novak Djokovic in the U.S. Open. That was another one, because I really liked Nadal a lot, too, and he was well-deserving. He's definitely the stronger player. That one I definitely deserved. And Djokovic kept winning nonstop before that. And another one was when, I mean, even though I'm not really a hockey fan, but when the Islanders beat the Red Wings, just about a week ago, I thought that was huge, because the Islanders, they never seemed to figure out how to win. But that was big.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said before, I don't really watch hockey, but you know, whatever. I know the Islanders are pretty bad, so whenever they get a big win like that,
I'm an Islander fan. That's it.
All right, Brandon, do you have any more?
No. I mean, we can do the top five in general.
All right. Yep. Let's do that. Now, top five in general. This is tough because there's so many big moments. Let's start from number five. For me, I'm going to have to say, I think Ray Allen's three-pointer in the NBA Finals.
I agree with that. I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
That was very big. Even though it's a bad thing because I hate Miami Heat, that was still very big.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. I may put that higher, but I definitely agree that's on the list.
That's definitely huge.
Yeah.
And another personal for me, I'm sorry to interrupt, is when Mike Woodson didn't call the timeout. I've got but that was huge. Even though I was fuming, that was still huge, very memorable.
All right, Nick, way to incorporate, you know, it seems like every episode you've had a little discussion about Mike Woodson, so that trend will continue.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt this, but breaking news, Jason Garrett will be the Cowboys head coach in the year 2014. Jason Garrett has been announced to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in 2014. Breaking news.
I was right. I told you. Jerry Jones hates change. He's not going to fire anybody. Obviously, he wasn't going to fire him. The situation was a win-win for Jason Garrett.
All right. That was breaking news. All right, back to the weather.
All right, so, yeah, we can all agree that that'll be somewhere in the top five. We're not sure exactly which number, but I think that's number five because while that was huge, I think there are some bigger and better ones. Let's see, number four.
How about the Auburn? How about the Chris Davis?
I think that's a little higher. I have that at number two on my list, yeah. I have it at number two. I think, let's see, you know, the Heat repeating was good, but we kind of talked about that with the first one already.
How about the Kevin?
Do you guys
Ware?
Have any suggestions? The Kevin Ware injury, yeah.
That was huge. That was crazy. Another one was Manny Machado when he was running down to first base and he tripped and he hurt his leg real bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is memorable because it's so disgusting, too, at the same time.
Yeah, it was just like, I mean, Kevin Ware looked worse because he was wearing shorts, but...
Yeah.
They were both really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially Manny Machado being the future of the Orioles.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a great player.
Oh, great.
I think number four could be Mariano Rivera retiring, the best closer in baseball history. And
absolutely.
I think that send-off when, you know, Pettit and Jeter came out with two outs, that was incredible. That was really emotional. I'm a Yankee fan, not a huge Yankee fan, but I'm a Yankee fan. And I think with any baseball fan, really any sports fan, that struck a chord with people. That is something that people remember for a very long time.
I have never seen a grown man cry more than Mariano Rivera did on that mound with two outs out.
Bill Buckner after the 86 World Series.
Mm-hmm.
That was big. there were waterfalls coming down. But another thing about 2013 that I really loved, I mean, this isn't for everybody, but me being a diehard, huge Mets fan, I would say... the Matt Harvey, Zach Wheeler era. Like me, every day, when it was Harvey Day, it was like the most exciting day for Met fans. I mean, I know Zach Wheeler was injured, but Harvey Day, Brandon, I know you're a Met fan, not as big as I am, but I know you're a Met fan. Like, for any really big Met fan, Harvey Day is just like, you're in heaven. Just for the whole game, because you know Matt Harvey is pitching that day. I just thought that was huge, because the Mets haven't had a great pitcher in a long time. Especially Matt Harvey being 24 years old. Good luck to him. Hopefully he recovers from the Tommy John surgery. Well, I think he'll be back next year doing good, but there we go.
Here's another kind of underrated moment for the year in terms of sports. Everything with Peyton Manning. Everything about Peyton Manning this season has been nothing short of spectacular. From the 7-touchdown game against Baltimore to open up the season to him breaking the record last week. It was everything about this season for Peyton Manning has just been incredible. And you really can't pick a moment, which is why he doesn't belong on the list. But if you had to list, like, a full, like, a season accomplishment in terms of sports this year, Peyton Manning blew away the competition and is by far number one on that list.
Yeah, he's the best quarterback in the NFL easily.
Right now.
All right, let's move on to number three. So we have number five with Ray Allen's three-pointer in the finals. We have number four with Mariano Rivera retiring. Number three, this is another tough one because...
Jadeveon Clowney.
That's what I was thinking. Jadeveon Clowney's hit. I know it was in, like, that's not meaningful of a bowl game, the Capital One Bowl, but
it was that hit.
That was incredible.
That was bone shaking. I was watching that game as it happened, and I saw that hit.
Same, yeah.
And I looked down at my ribs and my body, and I just thanked the God up in the sky that I still had them, because that hit was just
that hit
rocked me to my core. It was really just...
That hit was crazy. Another one was, I remember Auburn was playing this guy named Anthony Swain, some special teams player on Auburn, faked an injury to stop the clock. I just wanted, and it looked so fake. It was really funny. I thought that was pretty memorable, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can talk about, like, kind of not top ten thing after,
top 10.
But let's talk about just, like, the biggest moments. So we have the top three. And before we move on, just a reminder, we have 14 minutes left in the show. We want to hear from you, the listener. So if you have a top sports moment of the year you want to talk about, or you want to ask us a question, whatever, that number is 347-884-8496. Remember, call in. We'll gladly answer your questions. We want to hear your top sports moments of the year. So let's move on to number two. And for number two...
Easy. DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan. I'm going to have to disagree with that. I don't think DeAndre Jordan should be up there at all. He shouldn't be top five.
No.
Because, you know, number two, I have Auburn's kick six when, like we talked about earlier, Alabama missing the field goal at the end of regulation and Chris Davis Jr. running it back out from the back of the end zone for a touchdown.
No,
that could easily go down in history as
the greatest college football play in history.
Possibly.
I think that could be the greatest sports play in history at the end of a game. That game decided who got into the national championship.
Yeah, but what about
that game
like
decided,
the World
and it's the biggest one of the biggest rivalries in sports. What?
What about the World Series in Game 7 with the walk up with the Pirates?
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. How about
when
Paul threw Bill Buckner's legs?
College sports history. I think this ending is up there, though. It's up there. It's definitely up there.
It's up there.
Absolutely.
It's definitely up there.
And the fact that
it's debatable. Brandon, you think DeAndre Jordan's dunk? Let's hear why.
Brandon, you've got to be kidding me.
That is the number two sports play of the season, and it's a very simple reason why.
It's a dunk. It should not be on the top worst plays of the season. I just don't think so.
It was the best in-game dunk I have seen in my life.
I don't see it. I still don't think it should be in there.
That wasn't just the posterization. That's not going to just be put on the poster. That blew up the internet.
I'm not saying it's not huge, but...
That dunk single-handedly attracted millions more eyes to the NBA. That dunk itself. All right,
now you're over-exaggerating.
No, I'm not. I'm not exaggerating.
That dunk was really impressive. It's not going to be a top five sports moment of the year. Not better than, let's move on to number one quickly and we can go back to this. My number one moment is the Boston Red Sox winning the World Series. In the way they did, you know, after the Boston bombing and everything. And the home runs, you know, the police officer jumping in the bullpen. That was incredible. And I, like I said earlier, I'm a Yankee fan, so I really dislike the Red Sox. But honestly, that was incredible.
That was an amazing series. Let's look at the turnarounds in terms of from last year to this year, and the Red Sox were last place in the AL East. And, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, who were one of the best teams this year and stayed undefeated for a long time, were the worst team in football last season. And Auburn was last in the SEC last year. They were dead last. They weren't ranked this year. And now they're in the national championship. The Red Sox are World Series champions, and the Kansas City Chiefs all of a sudden out of a playoff spot, and Andy Reid's the coach of the year. It's just incredible how you know sports can like flip on its side in one year.
But believe it or not, if you think about it, I think some games Sunday just this past Sunday, I think some of them are very memorable, too. Like the Chiefs-Chargers game, Chase Daniel nearly beating the Chargers, and I've never even heard of the guy until just recently. I think that was huge, too.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
a great game.
The Chiefs almost...
I don't even know if that's the best game of the weekend, though.
The Chiefs almost beating the Chargers with all their backups. I think that's pretty memorable. And another one.
Okay, we actually, Nick, sorry to interrupt, but before we can talk further, we have a caller. Let's see. Who is this caller?
Hey, this is Mike Sandusky. How you guys doing?
Mike from Queens.
Oh
my God, Mike. Mike, we were trying to find you yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but guess you had a little bit of trouble. I was looking for you.
Yeah, so Mike from Queens, let's focus on what we've been talking about.
Okay.
What is your single top sports moment of the year?
I don't know, honestly. For me, it would have to be probably Mariano Rivera retiring, because I mean, I am a Mets fan. I am from the great borough of Queens. Anybody listening from Queens is the best borough in the world, and you just have to appreciate what the guy did on and off the baseball diamond, and it was just incredible to watch him to pitch. And to close, and to, yeah. So, that's probably my number one.
Now, Michael, I just have one question. Just for curiosity, what section in Queens are you from?
The section where you're not from.
All right. Before things get a little heated, let's end this call. Mike from Queens, thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. You guys have a happy new year. I'll be back with more rants than you guys.
Happy new year, Mike from Queens.
Mike from Queens. Just hang him up, please.
All right, he's hung up. So thank you, Mike from Queens, for calling in. And
that,
remember,
was,
if you want to call in, talk about your time limit.
Be serious.
347-884-8496 is the phone number to call. And you know what I think we should do now? We have about 7.5 minutes to go. Let's talk about the top three most memorable lowlights, not highlights, but either, you know, scandals, stories, whatever, lowlights,
the worst of the worst,
bad things that happened. And in sports, I'm going to say, I don't really know the order, but I think up there has got to be Alex Rodriguez.
He's not number one.
He's
got to be up
there.
I think that could be number one.
We'll discuss the order. That's definitely.
I think
up there.
Then also I think up there has to be. I know it's kind of like a funny thing, but when you think about it, how bad it is. Dennis Rodman, going to North Korea, becoming friends with Kim Jong Un, becoming the basketball coach for the North Korean basketball team. Like, does he not realize what goes on in that country?
Exactly.
They're like work camps. It's communist country. These people are dying. They have no food. They're brainwashed. They have no idea what the outside world is like. And Dennis Rodman comes in there and says that Kim Jong-un is his friend? I don't get that.
Yeah,
I think that I know a lot of people laugh that off, but that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it is a very bad thing.
Another thing that went wrong this year in terms of sports was Oscar Pistorius, an Olympic medal winner, being accused of murder over the summer. That was very, very saddening.
Yeah.
That wasn't over the summer. That was before the summer.
No, it happened in
court cases. They had court cases.
It happened over the summer.
I thought, whatever. But yeah, that was a very, very interesting and terrible moment for the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
And another, yeah.
Also, another low light, which is actually kind of funny, the Florida Gators blocking themselves.
That was funny.
That was great.
Yeah. All right, Nick, you had something to say?
No, never mind. Disregard it. Wrong year.
All right, so, I mean, this was definitely a very interesting year in sports overall. And we talked about the highlights, the lowlights. I think
the middle
like,
of the roads?
Middle of the road. Well, I mean, I think overall this year was like a lot very impressive. Like we talked about, a lot of big moments in the World Series. In the Super Bowl, that was big, that fourth down stop.
Oh, yeah, the power outage. That's my number one
power out.
The
that was a low light. That was a low light.
Power
I actually forget about
one.
That so long ago.
The power outage.
That was definitely a low light.
Another one was, I don't know if you guys watched this, but I remember the Red Sox were playing, whoever it was. I was up in Massachusetts at the time, and I was watching this game. And I remember David Ortiz, he struck out. He should have been walked before. The umpire made a bad call. He takes his bat and basically destroys the phone. So I thought it was hilarious because how are they going to make the call to the bullpen? I mean, not everybody saw that, but only if you're like a baseball fan, you'd see that. But I thought that was pretty memorable. That was
yeah.
pretty funny.
So like in terms of recent history since 2000s, where would you rank this, 2013 in terms of sports, just putting it all together? Would you say that since 2000, that's been 13 years, would you say that, that this year has been top five sports years with everything, highlights, lowlights?
I think it's definitely it's probably number five or number four at best, but this has been an absolutely amazing year for the world of sports. When you really
definitely.
Think about it, there's been so many highlights and lowlights, and it started off with Jadeveon Clowney on New Year's Day against Michigan, and it ended with Auburn and the kick six, and everything in between has just been outstanding, and whether it's be something as great as, the Red Sox winning the World Series or, the reason why they were so inspired to the Boston Marathon bombing. Just everything this year has been incredible to watch it play out and even the minor stuff. It's all been a great game and you really appreciate it.
I think it's very hard for me to say or all of us for that matter, because the truth is we're still young and we haven't really been watching sports for that long compared to so many other people. So it is very hard for me to say it, to be honest. I think 2000 is up there just because my Mets made the World Series, and it was a Subway Series, might I add. So I thought that was up there. But like I said, it's very hard to say. It really is. But another one, I think one of the most was in 2008, when the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
That was very good.
That's been the most memorable moment.
That's one of the most memorable, even though it wasn't this year, it was a long time ago. But that was one of the most memorable.
All right. So quickly, let's preview 2014 here now. What's we
just have a minute and a half left, so let's make this quick.
The three things you're most excited for next year. Go.
I think national championship college football. World Cup and the Olympics next year, right?
Yes, they come February 6th.
That's 2016.
Oh, the Winter Olympics.
NCAA championship. Winter Olympics and World Cup.
All right, Nick. What about you?
Nick,
I would say national championship, the Super Bowl, and the U.S. Open at Wimbledon.
All right, Brandon, how about you?
All right, for me, the thing I'm looking forward to is probably the Winter Olympics. It's going to be a great year. You get a lot of amazing talent, especially from the U.S. It's going to be a great Olympics. The World Cup, obviously, Brazil, that's going to be unbelievable. I think Brazil's probably going to win that, actually, because of, the superstar talent, Neymar, and the home field advantage and whatnot. But the number one thing I'm looking forward to this year is the first ever outdoor cold weather Super Bowl right here in MetLife Stadium. That's just going to be one of the best things that's ever happened to the world of sports. Can't wait for it.
It'll
all right, so
Mets season.
Let's wrap this up. We have 20 seconds. Once again, we just want to wish you all a very happy new year, very happy holidays. Hope 2013 is good for all of you. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Mike from Queens, for calling in. It's been a great first few months of our show.
Months.
And we'll see you next time.
Weeks. All right.
Sports Hall of Fame.